Well, right now, it's our friend Tina Robinson from Butterflies 15 in with us. And she's here to talk about an event they have coming up called The Ball, happening in August. Your official welcome. Welcome, Tina.
Good morning.
So, first of all, for folks who may not be familiar with Butterflies 15 and the work that you guys do, tell us about Butterflies 15.
Okay, good morning. Butterflies 15 is residential programming for adult women who are survivors of human trafficking. And we are located in Toledo. We are the only facility in Toledo that does programming for adult women who are survivors. Our program is 9 to 12 months. And like I said, the only facility who houses these women, Toledo's ranked number one in the United States for human trafficking. A lot of our community either doesn't want to admit it or are uneducated on what's going on in Toledo when it comes to human trafficking. The average age of youth being trafficked is 13 years old.
Mm.
And that's pretty sad.
Yeah.
And a lot of the trafficking that happens starts out at simple places like the mall. It happens, believe it or not, coming out of juvenile justice center, because people that prey on youth are places like that, because when they're coming out of places where they're in trouble, that's a good place to prey on them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where they're looking. I mean, they're looking for vulnerable people. They're looking for people who are already hurting.
Yes, most definitely. These people who are traffickers, they prey on people who have lowest self-esteem. They can tell through their body language and emotions that they have troubled backgrounds, that they might be having problems at home, and they home in on that. And they look to friend them, make them believe if it's a guy who's trafficking them, because it can be a woman that's trafficking them as well.
Mm-hmm.
They friend them, they might make them believe that they're boyfriend, and then they turn it around on them and have them trafficked.
So you guys have been working to help break the chains of human trafficking, and folks can help out by attending The Ball. What is The Ball?
The Ball is, we named it Breaking the Chains of Human Trafficking, the Franciscan Center. That's at Lourdes University. Our guest speakers will be two ladies that were former residents. You'll get to hear these ladies' stories of what happened to them and their time with us, what we did for them, how we helped them progress through their transformation from what I say, the ugly little caterpillar, the trauma that they've been through. We were the cocoon to help them grow and nurture and be empowered. And when they left us, they were the beautiful butterfly that God wanted them to be.
Hence the name, Butterflies 15.
Exactly. 15 is for the year we were founded.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yep.
Actually, we were born February 14th of 2015.
There you go.
So even more special. Our acronym for Butterflies 15 is Because Uniqueness Transforms Through Experience. Remember, faith lives in every soul.
That's very cool.
We help mentor through substance abuse, domestic violence, rape, grief and loss, basic life skills, empowerment, cognitive behavioral therapy, thinking for a change, and positive thoughts. We network through case management, mental health, substance abuse, treatment, medical, dental, eye care, transportation, and jobs and family service. Our resources are housing, clothing, food, hygiene, group meetings, self-defense classes, yoga classes, volunteering, and financial coaching. So we have a lot going on.
Yeah, helping out in a lot of ways. And I imagine the big thing is, you know,
trauma,
especially hearing from these ladies, though, that there is hope. That
yes,
there is
most
a life
definitely.
Beyond this.
Most definitely.
And correct me if I'm wrong here, but I would think a lot of the challenges is when women or people just feel trapped. There's like, there's no way out. I'm never going to be able to get out of here. How
exactly.
could I ever get out of this life?
You know, and it's not just women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's transgender, there's males, but I focus on adult women. And there's two reasons for that. One, I'm a survivor myself. And two, everybody's focused on youth.
Mm-hmm.
Adult women are shoved under the rug because they're adult women. And people look at them as, well, if they're out there prostituting, they're doing it because they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They know better. And I'm sorry, that's wrong. You don't know what their background is, what their story is. And a lot of people in society shun them because of what they are doing. That might be the only way that they know how to take care of their children, to pay the bills, to take care of them and feed them. They might be doing it because their traffickers making them do it. They might be addicted to drugs and that might be their only way to take care of themselves. You don't know what someone's story is until you talk to them. So people can change. Just look at myself. Mm-hmm. I was addicted to crack cocaine for over 13 years. I have, this year will be 15 years in sobriety. So people can change. You know, God gave me this ministry for a reason. Everything that's happened to me in my life, which is I could write books, okay? Mm-hmm. But I choose not to. God gave me this ministry and everything that I've been through in life to help other women. God says you can't keep what you've learned and what you've been through. You got to give it away. You got to help others. And so this is what I'm doing with this ministry. And for more information about Butterflies 15, you can look at www.butterflies15.org.
Nice. That's nice and simple. That's easy to remember.
Exactly. Exactly. That's why I did it that way. We're all about educate, prevent, provide, and rebuild for our ladies.
Excellent. Hey, Tina, thanks so much for being in this morning.
Thanks. Appreciate it.